Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, you know, I was reading, there's a story. I think it's on the front page of The Citizen, is it?
Sowetan,
my mistake. 124 pensioners got taken for millions of rands.
Mm-hmm.
Hectic money. And I always feel sorry. I mean, 12 million rand in a scam. Old people don't know any better. And I remembered about 3 weekends ago, I was sitting at home. I think it was a Saturday. I'm working with the guys. We're always just doing handiwork on weekends. I get a call from a number that didn't look like an office number. It looked like a cell phone.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, whatever. I answer everybody. You know me. I answer. Then, this is a scammer's got to be a lot more careful. You got to be smart, bro. This guy goes, hi, you through to. But he's the one that called me.
Yeah, how am I through to you?
You through to MTN, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
I think, okay, cool. Maybe he's made a mistake. Maybe he's nervous.
Mm.
Then he goes, did you apply for your number to get a SIM swap?
Where?
At this, then he mentions a branch in Pretoria.
Mm.
I'm like, no, I didn't.
Mm.
Now, I've had my number, brah, since like 1999. I'm not even exaggerating. I've always kept my number. My mom got it for me when she was on contract. Then when I got older, I took over the contract. So it's like, whatever. It's an old number, you know?
Yeah.
Then he goes, well, there's obviously fraud happening in your account. I'm going to send you a pin that I need to give me. So anyway, then I'm like, bro, what if you're the fraudster? I'm like, for all I know, you yourself could be a fraudster.
Yeah.
Then he goes, okay. Then I'm like, I don't trust this thing
of
yours.
Sounds scammy.
Yeah. I'm like, then he goes, okay, then you're going to suspend your line for 120 days. Then you're going to need to go to a branch and prove your ID. I'm not doing that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, eventually he realizes that maybe I'm onto him. Then he goes, let me put you onto my supervisor.
The bigger con.
So his supervisor comes on, he's like, hey, I'm sorry. This guy is in training. Then proceeds to run the same scam on me, like, please, can you just give me the PIN number so that. So that I can clear your accounts of fraud.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, bro, listen, you guys have got the wrong guy. First of all, if there is fraud on my account, I know who I can call.
Yeah.
Who can verify this.
Yeah.
Then I hung up.
Yeah.
Then I thought, yay, if I hadn't been vigilant.
Yeah.
If I wasn't washed, I was Kylie Levage, you know?
Sure.
So I texted my mom, I texted my dad. In fact, I sent them a voice note. I was like, hey, look out for this. Because, you know, the elderly. My mom would fall for this hook, line, and sinker, I'm pretty sure.
Shame. They would.
You know? Have you ever fallen for a scam, Pundo?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
I fall for scams
everything.
All the time, bro.
No, I question
what do you mean
everything.
Bruh, so there's people that go on Twitter and they say, hey, I need money to go for an interview.
Although.
Mina. Katwe animali.
Then those ones I do. Wow. No, I'm gullible.
Yeah. All the time.
It means we must DM this one to get money.
No,
but you know, come on. I tell you guys all the time. You know all the time. So I
am going to catfish
I shouldn't say this because now we're going to get a lot of calls.
I'm going to catfish you, exactly.
I always like, you know, I always try and help behind the scenes. Everything. Emails, you know. And sometimes I feel like, hey, man, this person's scamming you. But my ethos is that if somebody's so desperate that they need to scam me for money, they obviously need the money for
you
something
catfish
at some point, you know? So that's where I am.
Vunda, now you fall for this?
Yeah, no, those stories in my DMs, if somebody says, like, I'm a mom, I'm just waiting for baby daddy to give us 300, can you share for now? I'll give, eh?
And there was one who actually was DMing me and you at the same time.
Yes.
I was like, Andizi, mean I don't fall for that anymore. I learned my lesson during COVID. Anginandaba ukuthi your house fell apart, ukuthi sivungu vungu safika, angizingeni. That is your problem, not mine.
You're right though, because it has it has made my heart harden. Now I look at it and go, "Ay, bruh." I can just say it is what it is.
Askies, I will send a very heartfelt askies.
Slu, have you ever fallen for a scam?
I have.
Whoa, tell us.
Mine was even worse because it was done on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, part-time job.
Oh,
freelance. Yeah. And I didn't know much about scams. I hadn't taken the time to read up on them.
Yeah.
So fell for that. Then how they got me was when they asked me if I had Telegram.
Yeah.
And I said no. And they said, no, that's the platform that we use to communicate. Little did I know that moving from WhatsApp to Telegram meant the WhatsApp number is not going to work anymore.
Of course.
And that chat could be deleted.
Yes.
Guys,
but you know, to be honest though, when it comes to the elderly, because we were just talking about it now with Comfort, when it comes to the elderly, if I come to you and I say, listen, give me 50,000 and in 3 months time you will get 150,000 back, compared to you taking that 50,000 to the bank where you'll probably get like 5-9% at most, you are more likely to fall for it with me also, because if I am part of the community, you have a level of trust. They would never scam me. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Mpo is like, you don't know me.
There's all sorts of scams. Ipanoi is a scam.
True.
But the thing is, a scam works until it no longer works. So yes. Ipanoi, if you get in early, you put in your 1,000, you get 10,000. Yeah. For real. Yeah. Like, it'll come out, right? Yeah. Triple M, Nakona, it'll work.
Yeah.
Until it falls apart.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it works on that premise of this is a trusted somebody. Funda will never.
And the thing about scammers also, Mpo, is that they don't give up. Especially when it's done in person.
True.
They are so polite. They will answer all your questions.
Yo, then they disappear.
Give us a shout and let us know. Have you fallen victim to a scam? What are some of the scams that are going around out there? I'll tell you another one now. It's going to do Johannesburg water after this.
Hey, Fitch, that's the topic. The similar way as you. So I was called and this guy said to me, there's someone who's doing a sweep SIM swap with my number. So they want to prove who's the rightful owner of this number. And he asked me to give him 3 numbers that are on my contact that I phone a lot. I did. Hey, quickly, after a couple of seconds, now with only me, like, doesn't have network. Then I use someone else's phone, earringer. Then I realized with the Lomuntu and the SIM swap. Luckily, I stay very close to the airport and they were very late. So I went to the bank at the airport and I stopped all my apps. Yo,
Well, I'm listening to your topic, right? About I'm a scammer. My mom was once a victim of the scam, SIM swap. And luckily, my mom got my account to work because of whatever they do, whatever pin they request or whatever that they do. My mom was elderly. So obviously, like you said, older people tend to, you know, get scammed in cases like this. So she was scammed and they took something like 400 or 500 rands in her account. They were able to access one of her banking accounts. And yes, her SIM card was blocked. Her SIM card was not working after that incident. Yo, it's hectic. So yeah, people must be, you know, very careful when they answer this, you know, scammers.
So here's another one, right? Luckily, this one I never fell for. So these people that walk around and they pretend to work for Johannesburg City Water, right? Then they'll come to you and they say, hey, your household owes this much. Okay. They'll give you like a big figure, like you owe 30,000. Yeah, 30,000 for water. And they're here to close the water. Oh. Now, nobody wants their water closed,
of
right?
Of course.
So I got a call from one of my tenants, like, hey, the people are here. Luckily, I know all my accounts are up to date. So I was like, Ubalo, put me on the line. These guys are telling me, like, no, but if you pay 10%, then we can go back.
Why am I paying you?
Then I was like, wah.
Why am I paying you?
Yeah, I was like, But this one is a big one, by the way. They've even written about it in the papers.
Really?
So don't fall for those. Oh. Whenever anybody comes to you, even Eskom, anybody, telling you you owe something with utilities, tell them you're going to call head office yourself or you go to head office yourself.
Hey,
don't handle the business on the streets.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.